We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
When I wake up in the morning, don't wanna show that's boring, gotta get into my daily grind. By the time I hit the door, turn the show on I adore, Booker, Alex, Sarah on the radio. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You got to turn your mic on. Or do you need me to do it? I guess I need to do it. Everything's changed now. Can you hear? I'm not. You're not even on. Oh, you know why? Because, hang on. So we got every. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
Yeah, hey.
There, Sarah's at home.
There I am.
Okay, there you go. So yeah. There you go. There are you, Alex.
Am I good? Yep. There we go.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Okay.
Hey. Let's just do that all over.
Okay. You
yeah,
want to
yeah, yeah.
Pretend happen. Like none of that
no,
happened?
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Button's good?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. You ready?
On the air.
Hey!
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, March the 25th. We have been, we are considered essential personnel. So as part of the media, we are allowed to actually come to work, and we have been. However, we feel that it is responsible, even though we have been socially distancing, we're 6 feet apart in the studio, that we work from home. So, at least Sarah and Alex, I am now the only person allowed in our building. And
it's a good feeling. I mean, you're the only guy. It kind of gets lonely, I bet, after a while, but that's
no,
pretty cool.
It's not going to get lonely at all. It'll actually be quite nice. But I do have a great setup here where I can see. So Alex is still with me for the next couple of days until we make sure that everything is working okay. Sarah is in the comfort of her own whiskey room at home.
That's awesome.
She's got the leather couch there behind her.
Oh, so jealous. You look so comfortable.
Wait, you're sitting on that, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in our media room.
Oh.
So behind you.
Oh, I thought you were going to be in the whiskey room.
No, I went upstairs. That's why I had to get a 75-foot cord.
Why did you decide to go upstairs?
Because there's a room where I can close doors, and the whiskey room echoed up to all the girls' rooms.
Oh.
And
well,
so
they
I'm
need to
the
wake
nice...
up anyway.
No, they don't. It's five, six.
Please, let them sleep. But I'm in my media room where we have behind me the Star Wars poster. Do you see?
No,
I can't see.
Uh-uh.
You can't see the Star Wars movie poster?
Oh, okay. I see it on our screen.
It's our picture is covering it.
Yes, I see Han Solo going down to kiss Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Hi, William. What do you think? Are you so far, now that we're 5 minutes in, what do you think? Are you liking working from home?
Well, considering we couldn't get the mic to work for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, our poor engineer had to wake up out of bed and like guide us through it.
I mean, it's okay. Hey, I'm getting a little bit. I can hear you a little bit though.
Like feedback.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, there's like a little bit of what we call in the business slapback.
Okay. Or, what do I do about that?
Nothing. There's nothing. Like an echo.
Yeah, it's
fine.
A bit of an echo.
Yeah, we can live with it. Here, here's what's gonna happen, Booker. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
When the echo gets fixed around like 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Sarah's not gonna tell you this, but she's gonna say, why the hell haven't I been doing this since the day one? Because you're going to feel so comfortable and so great at home, and it's so easy broadcasting from home.
Well, it was so nice to just go get a cup of coffee and walk upstairs. I don't even have a bra on.
Well, here's the crazy thing. Sarah is such a beautiful woman, but she puts, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, she puts about a 2.5 in when she comes to work every day,
uh-huh.
Right? Because... I don't know. But now there's like a zero. And now she's just like, you probably wore that sweatshirt to bed last night.
No, I actually did put a different sweatshirt on.
That's good.
Sarah,
that is good.
That's
all
so
right.
Unlike you.
Okay. Well, there you go. Here we are. We are broadcasting live responsibly. And as always, you can listen to us on Mix 94.7 through the radio.com app or what else? Oh, on your smart speakers.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, play Mix 94.7. Got a great happy story as we start off this Wednesday. That's in just 3 minutes. Thank you so much for having us on Mix 94.7. I just want to give a quick little shout out. I got a message that my mother-in-law is listening from Oregon, so I have to say hello. She, of course, like the rest of the free world, is quarantined and got nothing else better to do than actually listen to our show. So thank you for that. And remember, no matter where you are, you could listen to us on the radio.com app or just tell your smart speaker to play Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Target is being sued by people who say their store brand hand sanitizer doesn't stop coronavirus. You know what else doesn't stop coronavirus? Going to Target.
It is amazing to see during this time what businesses are struggling and what businesses are thriving.
Yes, because there are that are thriving.
Thriving. Of course, the one that comes to mind to everybody is grocery stores.
Yes.
Apparently, we are eating fresh food for the first time ever. So a recent survey asked people about various foods and how they pronounce them. Let's do this. Let's break it down. I'm going to give you a food, and you tell me how you pronounce it. I'll tell you if you're on the norm, okay? I'll spell it. C-A-R, because I don't want to influence the way you pronounce it. I'm sorry. I was spelling it. C-A-R-A-M-E-L. Do you say caramel?
Oh, boy.
Or caramel?
Oh, don't even tell me. Just let us do it. Caramel.
Caramel.
No, I say caramel.
No, I do say, I do too.
But it's fun to say caramel. Give me that caramel.
But what is the right way to do it?
Isn't it just a wherever you live?
Yeah, I think it's more of a regional thing, but I'll tell you what most people say.
Yeah.
65% of people say caramel. I think caramel is just redneck.
Caramel. If I married a man named Carl, I'd always be like, Carl, give me that caramel. Carl, caramel. Give me some caramel, Carl. Hey, Carl. Hey, Carl. Give me that caramel,
God,
Carl.
Dude.
I did get some caramel lactose-free creamer the other day. Tastes real good to put in my coffee. Caramel.
What is wrong with you?
Sarah.
All right, here we go. Sarah, how do you pronounce this? Yeah. B-A-G-E-L.
Oh, well, we say bagels, but it's way more fun to say bagel.
No, nobody on this earth says bagel.
9% of people do.
Bro.
Can I get a bagel, please?
All right, here we go. S-A-L-M-O-N. Alex.
Oh.
S-A-L, like, oh, boy.
You got it.
It's salmon, right? Yeah, do people say
salmon?
No, they...
Salmon, Booker. 19% pronounce the L.
Salmon.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. This is very relatable, especially in the South. P-E-C-A-N.
Oh, we say pecans, but some people say pecans.
Pecan is the overwhelming majority pronunciation.
Really?
Wow.
Very South.
68% of people say pecan. We do say pecan, though.
Yeah.
Especially like that RV park in South Austin.
Pecan Grove.
Pecan Grove.
And then the Pecan Street Festival.
Pecan Street Festival.
Say pecan.
No, we don't say pecan.
Pecan. We say pecan.
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 Pecan. Pecan.
A little staccato on the P.
All right, here we go. Alex, I'm going to ask you the Mexican. How do you pronounce J-A-L-A-P-E-N?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Nobody. If you say jalapeno, that's just ridiculous.
The only people that say jalapeno are also the same people that say tarjay.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Trying to be funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Nailed
okay.
It.
All right, so here we go. You say jalapeno?
Yeah.
Jalapeno.
Or jalapeno.
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 Jalapeno. Jalapeno.
Sarah, do you say jalapeno or jalapeno?
I mean, the correct pronunciation, if you're speaking Spanish, it's jalapeno, but...
Jalapeno.
Peño.
Peño.
Peño. There's a little thing on the end, but I say jalapenos.
It's a little closer than what I expected. Only 40% of people say jalapeno.
Oh, yeah.
Most people say jalapeno. Jalapeno.
Pino.
Pino.
All right. How do you pronounce this? And there is only one way to pronounce this, because if you say it the other way, you're just wrong. E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O.
Oh, no. Espresso, right?
Of course. How do you say
espresso.
It,
espresso.
Yeah, but some people say espresso.
Oh.
Espresso.
I'm sure I have.
16% of people say espresso, and it's just flat out wrong.
Yeah, it's an X. There's no X in there.
Parlez-vous français? C-R-E-P-E.
I say crepe.
Yeah, I do too.
Crepe. 64% of people pronounce it with a hard Y sound. Crepe. That is the correct pronunciation.
What's the other way?
And finally, this one is split right down the middle. And I got a feeling we're going to split it down the middle here in the room. You ready?
Yeah.
S-Y-R-U-P.
Syrup.
Okay, Sarah?
Syrup.
Oh, wow.
How did you think
I thought you were going to say syrup.
Oh, gosh, no.
Because I watch NASCAR.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
The big news this morning is Prince Charles, the 71-year-old heir to the British throne, has tested positive.
Crazy.
For coronavirus. As of yesterday, Austin City officials have confirmed that the number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus in the Austin-Travis County area is now 98. The weird thing about that is the ages of the people that have coronavirus. It's not an old person virus, y'all. Matter of fact, the largest group of people infected with COVID-19 are between the ages of 20 and 29, which is 27 people, and then 30 and 39, which is 26 people. Only one person over the age of 80 has COVID-19 in Austin. We say it every day, but it needs to be repeated. This does not just affect old people. America had its first child die of coronavirus yesterday. Someone under age of 18 from Lancaster, California passed away. Speaking of, you remember that kid from last week, Brady Sluder, who went viral after he did an interview and said he refused to let the crisis interfere with his spring break trip to Miami?
Yes, you sound like such an idiot.
Just a reminder.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Well, he's now apologized via Instagram. He said he is sorry for his insensitivity and unawareness, adding, quote, "Our generation may feel invincible like I did when I commented, but we have a responsibility to listen and follow the recommendations in our communities." Y'all, Oprah is making Stedman stay in the guest house because he was away on business until last Thursday, and she said that Stedman was late to the party in understanding how serious the coronavirus pandemic is. Here is Oprah telling that story.
Stedman is at the guest house because Stedman did not arrive from Chicago until Thursday. So Stedman's like, "What's the procedure for coming home?" The procedure is, "You ain't coming and sleeping in my bed." Literally, Ariana, he goes, "I'm not." I go, "Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Social distancing doesn't mean you're going to go sleep in the bed with the person when you have just got off American Airlines." We cannot play those games. So we're taking it very seriously. You know, my friends say, "Oh, isn't Stedman upset?" Oh, no, he's not. He really is. He's happy to make me safe.
I don't feel bad for Stedman because the guest house, you may feel like, oh, poor him. It's probably bigger than my real house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the guest house at the Winfrey Estate ain't nothing to scoff at.
This is vacation for Stedman.
There's a new ranking of how aggressive the states have been in their approach to coronavirus. California is number one, Mississippi dead last. Where do you think Texas ranks?
In the middle?
39, which is really disappointing. We can definitely do better, and we should be better. Finally this morning, for me, I think, you know what? What better way to start off a Wednesday morning than checking in with Austin's best friend, Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, everybody. McConaughey here, coming at you in these rough and tumble times. A lot of unknown, a lot of limbo, quarantines, people out of jobs, and a lot of kids at home getting cabin fever. Yeah. Yeah, this virus has upended all of our lives in different ways. But I think it's good that we take the time right now first to applaud ourselves and the people around the world who have really looked after each other. I mean, in so many people in the towns and cities, states and countries all over who showed great resilience, vigilance, courage, and compassion. And that's worth applauding. It's worth showing some gratitude for. Thank you. We've got to keep it up.
If you were on social media yesterday, you may have seen a lot of confusion as to what is essential under the stay home, work safe order here in Austin and the surrounding areas. Now, here's some business categories listed in the city order. Grocery stores, gas stations and convenience stores, healthcare, banks, hardware stores, restaurants, of course, takeout only or delivery services, transportation services. People were wondering if you could still use Lyft or Uber. Yes, absolutely. Liquor stores, they are essential.
Damn, I mean, right, they are.
They have to be.
Why?
Car dealerships, auto parts stores, mail delivery services, laundry services, which yesterday people were freaking out going to get their dry cleaning because they thought they're not going to have clothes for a while. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I mean, you can't leave anyway, so what are you going to be dressing up
for?
What
does it matter?
Exactly. Hotels and motels for lodging only. Funeral services. Sarah, I think, brought up something like, can you like have a funeral and have people there? Yes, you can.
You can.
Practice the safe distancing. Schools are going to be open when they are open again. And child care facilities. Whew, thank God those are still open and they can take care of our kids.
I think it's on a case-by-case basis. It's entirely up to them as to whether or not they want to stay open, but it is an essential business.
There's a longer list. I left a lot of them out. If you want to check them out, you can text SAFE to 51993 to get that list.
Well, in completely useless knowledge, BTS is offering you Korean language classes. How's that sound? Why not learn from K-pop?
I got to brush up on my Spanish first, but I guess I got time for some Korean.
The band announced that they're going to host 30 language lessons on the social media app Weverse, which began yesterday. Each episode lasts 3 minutes and will focus on Korean grammar and expressions with a lesson plan for each developed by researchers at the Korean Language Content Institute. They said there are only limited ways for our fans that they could learn Korean with ease, and it'll help them understand the songs.
Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus. Text SAFE to 51993 for the Austin list of essential businesses. And BTS wants to teach you Korean during this quarantine. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Shelter in place. Those are words that can sound scary. But the one thing that everybody, at least every intelligent person of authority, is saying is this is not a time to be scared. This is a time to be cautious. Mm-hmm. This is a time for us to do our due diligence. This is a time for us to follow direction. But this is not a time to be scared. We should not be fearful. We should live our lives, but do it under the guidance of experts.
Well said. Well said.
Wow. Thank you.
Look at that.
All of that being said, it is important to know that we will overcome this. We will get through this. As Matthew McConaughey once said,
there is a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in right now.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, since we in the United States are weeks behind other parts of the world, we're finally able to kind of look in the rearview mirror and see how other countries have gotten to the point where they are at a relatively normal place. There was one story that came out. It's actually called Light at the End of the Tunnel. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing it to our attention. It's really important that we keep our head up and focused on the end game, you know? I mean, like, the NASCAR drivers are still going around in circles, and it gets a little repetitive, but eventually that last lap is going to come, and we're going to see that checkered flag, and we're all going to be like,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a great letter.
I'm going to give you some piano music, right, Sarah? Yes.
From a teacher in China reflecting on the lockdown. We are just finishing our 7th week of e-learning, 7 weeks of being mainly housebound, and 7 weeks of uncertainty. We are healthy, we are happy, and we are humbled. We are allowed to move around freely now with a green QR code that we show when we get our temperature taken. You get your temperature taken everywhere, and it's just become part of the routine. Most restaurants and shopping centers are now open, and life is coming back to our city. As we watch the rest of the world begin their time inside, here are my 7 reflections on the last 7 weeks. Number 1, accept that you have no control over the situation. Let go of any thoughts of trying to plan too much for the next month or two. Things change so fast. Don't be angry and annoyed at the system. Anxiety goes down and you make the best of the situation, whatever that might be for you. Accept that this is what it is and things will get easier. Number 2, try not to listen to, read, watch too much media. It will drive you crazy. There is a thing as too much.
First of all, she's talking about the TV news, not listening to our show.
That's,
I mean, it's
true.
Very important that you listen to our show as much as possible.
We're just saying, like, don't listen to the depressing stuff. We're just here to make you laugh.
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, also on the radio.com.
You can listen
on demand and through your smart speakers.
Number 3, the sense of community I have felt during this time is incredible. I could choose who I wanted to spend my energy on, who I wanted to call, message, and connect with, and found the quality of my relationships has improved. Number 4, appreciate this enforced downtime. When do you ever have time like this? I will miss it when we go back to the fast-paced speed of the real world. Number 5, time goes fast. I still haven't picked up the ukulele I plan to learn, and there are still box set TV shows I haven't watched yet. Number 6, as a teacher, the relationships I have built with my students have only continued to grow. I have loved seeing how independent they are, filming themselves to respond to tasks while also learning essential life skills such as balance, risk-taking, and problem-solving that even we as adults are still learning. Number 7, you learn to appreciate the little things. Sunshine through the window, flowers blossoming, and being able to enjoy a coffee in a cafe. To those just beginning this journey, you will get through it. Listen to what you are told, follow the rules, and look out for each other. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Look, it's scary in the sense of I know people are getting sick, but if you are blessed to be able to just stay in your home and take care of your family, it's so true that when else in life, except for maybe a couple days at Christmas, maybe a couple days in the summer, do we get this time to just rest a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
Know what it's like to be a little bored? I know it's scary if you've lost jobs, but it's just something we've never experienced. And there's going to be moments looking back that you're going to think, oh man, I wish I would have appreciated the little extra time I got to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're stuck with your family, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You like that story that Sarah read? Text
yep.
Light to 51993 and we'll send it to you for you to share. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening.
His current record is 1,364 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are ready for Sam. Sam lives and works in Taylor, where he is a police officer. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Beast Booker!
Sam! What's up, my man?
What's going on?
So, you arresting a bunch of people because they're out in the street without going to the grocery store? Like, how do you enforce a shelter in place? You know, that's got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We're in uncharted territories for many of us.
By the way, can I just read you a tweet that Missy Elliott sent out?
Yeah.
Missy Elliott, before you go outside, ask yourself, is it worth it? Can I work it? Can I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it?
Dude.
That's pretty funny. Come on. That's pretty funny. Think about it. Next time you want to go outside, ask yourself, is it worth it? I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah and Alex are going to reach you on. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Sam, good luck to you, pal. And thank you so much for what you do. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Being on the front line.
All right, Sam, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right.
Elton John is 73 years old today. He composed music for what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Okay. Tiger King is the hot thing on Netflix right now. It's about a man who is now famous for owning way too many tigers. He also goes by Joe what?
Wild.
Okay, Don't Stop Now. It's a hit song on the radio right now. The singer announced that her album will be released sooner than expected. Who sings Don't Stop Now? It's a girl.
My daughter's probably going to hate me. I have a name on the tip of my tongue, but I have no idea.
Okay, Rihanna's foundation is donating $5 million to the cause. The cause being various organizations, including food banks, the World Health Organization, International Rescue Committee, all to do with the coronavirus. True or false? Rihanna has never been a judge on a reality talent show.
False.
And finally, Sarah Jessica Parker is 55 years old today. She has both a ready-wear bridal collection, but she also has a collection of what that she sells? Clothes, shoes, or makeup?
Makeup.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hey.
He ain't getting right.
None?
Oh, Sam.
Oh.
I feel bad, too.
Wow.
Man, well, maybe Booker doesn't get any either. And ties. And
highly unlikely.
Sam gets surprised.
Highly unlikely.
Okay, here we go.
Question number 1, Elton John is 73 years old today. He composed music for what Disney movie?
Lion King.
Yes, he said Aladdin. Tiger King is...
We go from the Lion King to the Tiger King?
Yes, the Tiger King is...
That's awesome.
The hot show on Netflix right now.
It's my favorite. One of the best shows that I've seen on Netflix, maybe ever.
Okay. Well, it's all about this dude who's super famous for owning way too many tigers. He also goes by Joe.
Exotic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Now's hit singer says her new album will be released sooner than expected. Who sings Don't Stop Now?
I look like an idiot for not knowing this. Don't Stop Now. Don't Stop Now. I don't know.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Dude.
Okay. What do you mean, dude?
Like, Alex,
you
knew. We sing this song every day, and every time it comes on, Booker goes, oh, that's my jam. It's a good song. Don't Stop Now.
Oh, yeah. I like that song. I don't know why I was not thinking of that. Oh, man. I like that song.
Oh, it's Don't Start. Is that why I messed you up?
Yeah, that's exactly why. It's Don't Start Now.
Don't Start Now.
Forget about that one.
Oh,
I'm like, what is
God.
Don't Stop Now?
I don't know why.
This is Don't Start Now.
You wouldn't have gotten either.
I would have gotten it.
You wouldn't have. Don't Start Now.
I think Sam would have also.
Wanna see me.
Don't Start Now. There's no such thing as Don't Stop Now.
Did a full 180. Crazy.
You know what's so funny is I've been singing the lyrics of Don't Stop.
This doesn't happen on Jeopardy.
Like,
but you know what?
The wrong question never gets asked.
You know what? Do you see me getting Alex Trebek's paycheck? No.
All right, you got us there. All right, that's what's up. That's good right there.
Okay, here we go. Wait,
I'm just waiting for Dua to start singing Don't Stop Now.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Don't show up. Don't come out.
She is so beautiful.
She was on The Voice this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Rihanna's foundation is donating $5 million to the cause, helping out coronavirus. True or false, Rihanna has never judged a reality talent show.
Oh, that's definitely false. She has.
She has?
Yeah.
Well, he said false as well. Which one has she re-judged? Because I went all up and down her biography looking, and I was literally like, you know what? This is crazy. She's never been on, like, The Voice. She's never been on American Idol. She's never been on America's Got Talent. So I could not find it, so please prove me wrong.
She was a key advisor on The Voice UK. She was a key advisor on The Voice. I think she was a judge on The X Factor. Pretty sure.
Wouldn't it say it, though?
Wouldn't it say it? I believe it would. I swear I read her entire TV career.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Well, Rihanna to be X Factor judge. I'm seeing it right here.
That's a rumor. Has she actually done it?
I don't know, Sarah. I don't know. I thought I remember seeing that she was going to be a judge.
Yeah, by the way, this never happens on Jeopardy.
No, that's
never
true.
Happens on Jeopardy. You don't ever stop down.
No.
Booker's challenging. I researched.
Ken Jennings is on his cell phone Googling.
Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker, 55 years old today. She is a ready-to-wear bridal collection for modern, non-traditional brides, but she also has her own line of shoes, clothes, or makeup.
I don't know. Are you sure about this, Sarah?
Yes, I am.
Shoes, clothes, or makeup. Okay, Sarah Jessica Parker, I see her in makeup commercials all the time. She does love her some shoes on Sex and the City. I'm going to go with makeup because I've seen those commercials.
Dude, shoes.
Shoes, okay.
Shoes. They have a Sarah Jessica Parker line that sells at Nordstrom. Very expensive.
Yes, they do, and I've seen them. Yes. No makeup, though? She doesn't have a makeup line?
She might do some endorsements.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh.
Maybe.
You guys, seriously.
Wow.
This is so bad. It's so good.
No, she doesn't.
Sarah has completely just given up since Corona.
No. I researched all of this, but you're really making me doubt. I also researched to see, and that's where I got that she has a ready-to-wear bridal line, which I had no idea about, but I made sure to slip that in to show that I did my research.
Thank you so much crime happening. Thank you, Sam, for hanging with us.
This is the most controversial episode.
You are part of the controversial Campy Booker ever.
This is great comedy relief, though, in this time, so
thank
you.
Anyway, Booker, you got three correct.
Well, how many did you get correct is the question.
I only messed up one, but you so confidently said about the judging that I was like, well.
It doesn't even really matter.
This is so good.
Listen, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything you do. Working the front lines, you know, we are always an outspoken advocate of police and firefighters.
Military.
Military. February. Everything. So we're going to give you, we would love for you to wear this limited edition Booker, Alex, and Sarah t-shirt.
Yeah!
Wear a family. Thank you so much. But you didn't beat me, so you have to sit.
I'm Sam, and I can't beat Booker. All right, thanks, y'all.
Nobody is dating, nor should you. The good news is that we want to continue on with misconnections. So until we get back to normalcy, we're going to highlight some of our favorite misconnections of all time. It's the best of misconnections. Up next, Layla wants to find Jason. Why did he disappear? Well, misconnections, the best of, with Booker, Alex, and Sarah is coming up next on Mix.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Facebook donated their reserve of 720,000 emergency masks. I think I speak for everyone when I say, thanks, Facebook, but what were you planning?
If you missed your chance to connect with that person or you need our help in putting you together, we're here for you. We call Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Misconnections. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Layla.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Layla, tell us about the boy you met over the weekend.
Okay, so I was at a bar over the weekend in the Domain with my girlfriends, and we saw this group of guys leaving, and we, like, took over their table, started ordering drinks, and then I noticed that one of the guys actually left his keys and his ID at the table.
Ooh,
okay. So I picked him up, and, like, we started passing his ID around because he was actually super hot.
That's funny.
That's funny.
So we were, like, looking. We're like, how can we find this guy? Maybe we'll, like, send him on Facebook or whatever. But then out of nowhere, he came running back through, like, through the crowd, back to the table. And I was holding his keys and ID, and he hugged me and then just ran back out to his friends. Like, just said thanks and left.
You were, like, the key ID angel at the time. Like, you had his stuff, and it's like, ah!
Yeah, exactly. And I, now that, like, I saw his ID, we, like, started looking at his stuff, like, on Facebook, online, and I can't tell if he's single, but I think he is. It looks like yes. I don't know. Do you think we could call him and see if he is single and if he would want to go out on a date with the girl who was holding his keys?
This is awesome.
Oh, snap. You might have the key to his heart.
Oh, there you go. Didn't. You should open with that, Booker.
You should.
Does she have the key to your heart?
Okay. I'll do it in dramatic fashion.
You should. It'll be the most dramatic misconnections ever.
The good news, Layla, is that we actually tracked down Jason, and he's been on hold. We told him that somebody wanted to talk to him, but he has no idea why. So
this is going to be great.
If you're ready, we'll connect you.
Okay. All right.
Jason!
Hello?
At the Domain over the weekend, you were with some friends, I assume, and you left in a hurry and forgot your keys.
I did.
When you went back, there was a woman that was holding your keys and your ID, and you gave her a hug, said thank you.
I'll be honest, I ran in, I saw my stuff, I grabbed it, I thanked her, and I left. I didn't even remember it being a girl, to be honest with you.
Oh. You just hugged person.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. Well, it is. Her name is Layla. She's on the phone right now.
Okay.
Hi, Jason.
And we're thinking she may only hold the keys to your car, but the keys to your heart.
Dude. And he just hung up. He's
hello?
Like, you guys are crazy.
Hello, wait, don't hang up. No. Layla thought you were very attractive, and she asked us to see if we can track you down, so we did. And here she is. Obviously, you don't remember what she looks like, but she's very attractive. We've seen her, and we're wondering if you would be interested in going out. Well, first of all, are you single?
I happen to be, yes.
Perfect.
Nice.
So confused.
Would you be interested in meeting up with the girl who held the keys?
As long as she's not the one who came up with that keys to your heart line, sure.
That would be Brad Hooker.
That's me. Layla, how about this?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
No, nothing. I'm just wondering if he wants to actually go on a date with me.
Oh, right. So would you want to go? How about this? This is a good idea. Listen, we'll take care of this for the night. How about you and Layla go back to the scene of the first hug, and that's where you have your first date?
Yeah. You know what? I'm usually not one for blind dates, but...
Well, it really wasn't a blind date. I mean, you've already seen her.
And she did you a huge favor.
That's true.
Yeah. I was saying I'm not usually one for blind dates.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
But given the circumstances, the least I can do is get you a drink.
That's nice.
That is very nice. And you could take it from there. If you're not feeling it, if you're not interested, then, you know, you could just call tonight and say thank you.
Unfortunately, yeah. This was not the most dramatic misconnection ever.
No, it was not.
Stay tuned for next week's misconnections, where we promise you it'll be the most dramatic one ever. Hello?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.